You're in Braves country.
Welcome in Braves country. I'm Mac McGee. We are in a rain delay, a weather delay, and I'm gonna try something real quick. See if we can get this opened up. We're gonna open up the phone lines for anyone that wants to call. If not, just to chat away, and we're gonna experiment with the phone lines. But if not, just to chat away, and we'll answer anything that you got going on in the chat. I'm trying to expand the chat so I can see it a little better. And we can take any calls that you want. Now, let me put the number on the screen. Let me find the number real quick. As I'm here with you. You may not be able to hear me because I'm not right in front of the microphone, but here it is. All right, so let me go ahead and put the number in the chat because... Please remember we are on radio, so please keep it clean. Please do not say anything crazy. We'll talk anything you want to talk about in the world of sports and obviously Atlanta Braves. But there is the number right there. And keep it family friendly. That's all we ask. So there's the number on the screen. And 678-960-9700. We're going to try to attempt this to see how this goes and kind of go from there. But until then, we will talk about the Atlanta Braves. Looking at that first series against the Phillies, I think is the main thing we want to talk about, because you're talking about we go into Philadelphia, we win the first two games of a three-game series. And the only complaint I have on the entire series, and I know it's nitpicking, but I really felt like we could have won that game had Brian Snicker played the bullpen a little different yesterday. He left in with Aaron Bummer. There was a spot in the game where the Braves were still clinging into that game, and he leaves the left-hander in who splits against righties are much worse. He's not one of these lefties that fares both. And you've got three right-handed bats in the heart of the Philadelphia lineup that are due up, and he doesn't go to the pen to go. He could have went a number of different ways, but just go get yourself a right-hander. Pierce Johnson, probably not Jesse Chavez because he had to pitch so many pitches the day before because of Max Fried's implosion. But all in all, you got to be talking about Essentially, we gave in to, well, let's hope things turn out well. Now, the double play attempt happened, and he was clearly safe. It got overturned, and then that's where it all fell apart. But all in all, you can't complain about what we did going into Philadelphia, winning 2 of 3. I mean, if you listen to any of the damn pundits in the offseason, national pundits, they are convinced the Phillies are going to get our number. This is it. This is the year they win the division, blah, blah, blah. And once again, we're right back where we are. The Braves, I think, have shown that they're the better team. Now, did the Phillies play their best baseball? No, but neither did the Braves. I mean, you're talking about a series where Max Fried only goes one inning. If it weren't for the blown call by the home plate umpire, it may have played out differently for Max Fried, but the fact of the matter is he didn't make the pitches, and he got chased out of the game. So I want to do like a good, bad, and ugly. And the good, I think you got to look, this is over the series. We're going to do more of these as the season goes on. But the good is... Welcome to Braves Country Radio. Who do we got on the line?
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, what's up? How you doing?
Good. How are you? Who are we talking to?
I'm good. My name is Jacob.
Hey, Jacob. What can we what you got today for a Braves Country Radio?
I'm just hanging out at home. I'm in Hawaii, you know.
Do you have a question or a comment or?
I know. I've been watching the Braves game on the YouTube channel.
Okay. You a big Braves fan?
So what? No, I'm an Angels fan, but I mean, I'm an Angels fan. I mean, my Angels, they play today against the Miami Marlins. I almost said Florida Marlins, but they're the Miami Marlins. Well, they used to be the Florida Marlins back then.
Right. Well, all of us in Braves country are Angels fans today then, because anytime you're playing one of our division rivals, we're definitely pulling for you.
What's that?
I said we are Angels fans today if you're playing the Marlins, because we're obviously here in
Braves
country.
Are the Marlins in your guys' division? Are the Marlins in the Braves division?
Yes, sir.
Oh, wow.
See,
yeah.
It looks like you got Max Meyer versus Silseth tonight for the Angels Marlins.
Max Meyer. Oh, wait. Max Meyer is the pitcher for the Marlins, yeah?
Yeah.
He's going and then Silseth is the pitcher for the Angels?
Right. Chase Silseth.
Oh, wow.
That should be a pretty good pitching matchup. I'm sure you're familiar with Silseth, but Max Meyer has
I've heard of Silseth, yeah.
Yeah, so Max Meyer has actually had a pretty good spring, so the Marlins are actually pretty high on him this year.
Yeah, the Angels, we just picked up, what's his name, Miguel Sano.
Oh, is that right? I didn't even know he was still
yeah, we kind of did pick him up because he made the team.
Okay. I'd forgotten all
and
about
And I knew he was
going to
make the team because he took over for Shohei Ohtani.
Yeah, that's
because we needed a designated hitter, you know, and
right,
you know, since Shohei's not with us anymore, well, since Shohei's not with the Angels anymore, we might as well have another designated hitter, and we got Miguel Sano. He was good in the spring.
Miguel Sano has had pockets in his career because I do a lot of fantasy baseball, so I pay attention to more than just the Braves. And I can remember.
Hey, who am I speaking with?
This is Mac McGee.
Braves Country Radio. Oh, what's up, Mac?
Miguel Sano has been known to have a very good bat. The biggest thing with him over his career is that he goes into slumps, but when he's hot, he's one of the best power hitters in the game.
No, he was like literally he was hitting. He was when the Angels were in Arizona for spring training, he was hitting like home runs, like out of the ballpark.
Right.
I mean, he was hot in the spring. The Angels, they lost their first two games of the season, but they got their first win yesterday.
All right. Well, you got anything else?
So what? The Braves game is in a rain delay? What's up with that?
Yeah, it's raining hard in Chicago right now. They're in a rain delay. Trying to get some news on that.
I heard about that, dude. No, when I was watching the Dodgers Cardinals game the other day, they were in a rain delay for a couple minutes.
Yeah, I just got the news to come in. White Sox, they're saying that the rain should be out of the area in about 15 minutes, which means...
it's an official game, though, so they could...
Correct.
I mean, they could call this game because it's an official game, but I have a feeling they'll
It looks like it will resume in the pretty near future because the rain's going to be out of the area in the next 15 minutes, and... they'll get the field ready right after that. So,
Yeah, because I know the two Chicago teams are playing well, because obviously you guys are playing the White Sox, and then the Rockies are playing the Cubs.
Yeah, the Cubs are up 5-0 in the eighth in that one. And there's
and there's
a couple other games that are starting to get underway, because this is opening day for a lot of teams.
My Angels don't play until 6:40 Eastern, which is 12:40 my time.
Right. All right. Well, Jacob,
I'm in Hawaii, so.
It was good talking to you. Aloha, and we hope you call back. Hello. I think we lost whoever we just lost. I'm not sure what happened there. If you tried to call in, I couldn't tell what was going on there. Call us right back. Braves Country Radio, we're in a rain delay. The number to call in is 678-960-9700. We're in a rain delay. The Braves lead this game 6-0, but it does look like it's going to get back underway very shortly. I was a little surprised that they held up and put the tarps out, because looking at the radar, it looked like it was going right through. But I guess they're just trying to get that to come through. There was water that was starting to build on top of the... Welcome to Braves Country Radio. Who am I talking to?
Hey, man, this is Wonky, man. What's up?
Hey, how are you?
So I'm just wondering, man, are we done with Max Fried?
You mean... Well, we can't be done with him. We got a whole season to go, right?
I mean, I
know what you mean.
It's just like, last season did not look amazing.
Yeah, I don't think he's... Okay, so I think in a perfect world, they would re-sign him at around that $25 million range. And they could... So he's going to be 31 years old. They would probably sit down right now and give him a 5-for-$125. But I don't think Max Fried's going to do that. I think Max Fried is looking... If you look at some of the numbers that some of these guys have gotten, if you look at just like Carlos Rodon just a couple of years ago, right? They got the 5 years or 6 years for... He was averaging $31 million on the AAV. So Max Fried's going to be looking for that same type of deal. 5 years, 150, 160. I don't think the Braves are going to go there. I just don't.
No, I think that you would be better off getting rid of him. There's so many great, mid-range or starting pitchers out there.
Yeah.
That you could sign opposed to having, and there's so many lefties,
There are, and you also have to look at this too, and this is pie in the sky, everything works out, right? But they've got Strider locked down long-term. Chris Sale's going to be a part of the rotation for the next couple of years. I'd say this is probably Charlie Morton's last season, unless he just gets rejuvenated. I mean, I do know one thing about Charlie Morton. He loves playing, and he loves playing for the Braves. So he could come back. But let's just assume he's gone. The rest of it, I think A.J. Smith-Shawver is going to be a big part of the 2025.
Yeah, I think he's a solid pitcher. I think he's probably your number three.
Right. I'm looking at him 2025, and he'll probably get somewhere between 5 to 10 starts this year, right? And then the other obvious thing is he's not a lefty. Like, none of these guys that I'm mentioning are lefties, but Hurston Waldrop looks phenomenal, but he still needs some seasoning. And you could have him as a part of the rotation. Not to mention, we even talked about Bryce Elder, right?
I forget he exists sometimes.
Yeah, well, that's the thing, is they're so deep, and of course, knock on wood, but they're so deep, you worry that it's almost like a gluttony of riches. But the thing is, the way these injuries happen in Major League Baseball, we want as many pitchers as we can have, because you never know.
Oh, yeah, you got to be deep.
Yeah.
You got to be deep. I mean... You got people like Jordan Hicks that are going out and starting games now.
Right.
There's people out there that
And I don't think they've closed the deal on Dylan Dodd either. I really don't. I think I still think they believe that Dylan Dodd can be a formidable number four, number five starter. He's not going to be a guy you're going to lean on, right? But he could be a guy that eventually ends up in the bullpen or is a number five starter. And they got a couple other guys down on the farm that they're still trying to develop. And I think when it comes down to it, it's a numbers game, and Max Fried is going to try to get as much money as he can.
I hope if he decides to get as much money as he can, that he goes and plays for the Nationals and is very happy there. I hope the Braves can bring in solid, dependable left-hand arms out there that are not going to demand the money that that Fried's going to demand.
Yeah, and the other thing is, if let's say you do sign Fried, even if it's a club-friendly deal, let's say it's $25 million. I don't think he'll sign for $25 million, but let's say he does. The other thing you look at is, okay, so is that going to handicap us from signing some of these other guys when they get to the end of their deal? Because I'm more concerned with locking up Ronald Acuña Jr. long-term than I am worried about keeping Max Fried. No.
And I mean, you need Acuña locked up. You need Ozuna locked up. I mean, there's a lot of these guys that, like Austin Riley. Austin Riley is got one more year on his on his like rookie stuff and all.
Well, Riley's locked up long term. They signed him to a long term deal last year.
Well, okay, that's so, solid then.
I mean, all this stuff happens so fast. I get it. They locked him up to a. I'm pulling up the numbers right now. I'm trying to remember the exact numbers, but he's got a. Here it is. He's got a 10 years, $212 million contract, and that's going to run him all the way through. There's actually a club option for 2033, so in theory, he's not going to be an unrestricted free agent until 2034 when he's 37 years old.
Yeah. I mean, that's solid. I believe he's like the core pretty much of – I mean, I guess Acuña is the core, but
right.
I think Austin Riley and the solid production that he puts out is something the Braves need to stick with.
And they still have Acuña for I mean, don't get me wrong, it's not like Acuña's going to be a free agent anytime soon. They still have Acuña until what is it, the end of 27? So they still have what, five more seasons of him, because there's still an option on that. So this entire core's together for the next 4 years or so, but there may come a time where they want, because remember, we've got Harris locked up. We've got Riley locked up. Olsen's fairly locked up. Ozzie's going to come up for...
Well, I mean, how old is Olsen now? 34?
Olsen? No, he's in his, he totally just turned 30. He turned 30 Friday.
He turned 30? Oh, yeah. Okay.
You might be thinking of
Freddie
Freeman.
Yeah, I don't know why I'm feeling like he's been around so much longer than he has. I guess because he's just been such an impact player. But
right, he's 30. He's from Atlanta, and they have him locked up until they have a club option on 2030. So in theory, he's a free agent 2031.
Okay.
So all these guys are on club-friendly deals, but you got to look at the other thing is that when some of these other guys, like an Aussie who signed a very club-friendly deal, like an Aussie Albies, like an Acuña.
Well, why would you not want to play for the Braves?
Well,
why would you take a much bigger deal somewhere else that you're not playing with the Braves? Like I say, Max Fried. If Max Fried wants to go to Washington, if he wants to go to Miami and try to win games there, then, take the money and, run or whatever. But if you want to be competitive and win championships, well, you sign for less and play for the Braves.
Right.
And
I mean, look, essentially that's how they're getting these guys to agree to much more friendly deals, is because, first of all, these guys love winning. They want to win. It appears that the clubhouse together, they all get along, right? So it's become a family. And they want to win. They're getting paid. It's not like they're getting paid peanuts.
Yeah.
And so they're, you know, look, Ozzie's deal comparatively, it's a very club friendly deal. He becomes a free agent in 2028, and he's only getting paid $7 a year. Conversely, all the other guys are making over 20, right?
Yeah.
But I think there's a path for them to extend Ozzie to before he ever gets to the end of that deal. I think it would be imperative, because if you can extend Ozzie, Acuna is more likely to re-sign where Ozzie's going to be at. So I would make it I'd make it more of a priority to extend Ozzie than to worry about getting Max Fried in. Because let's be honest, 31-year-old pitchers, there's a high chance of an injury.
Oh, at any point. And right. I don't want to come across like I hate on Max Fried. Max Fried's
no,
one of
no,
my
no,
left.
No, of course not.
My favorite left-handed pitchers in baseball, outside of probably Blake Snell. Max Fried's one of my faves, but
yeah, I love Max Fried. Like he'll always have a special place in our heart, because if you think about what he did in the 2021 World Series, where he went out and he just pushed in game six. And we were all kind of worried going in, because if people kind of tend to forget, Ian Anderson was the best pitcher on the team realistically at that point. And I remember we were going into game six, and Fried was pitching six, Anderson was pitching seven. And I thought to myself, well, I don't know if we're going to win with Fried on the mound, because he'd been kind of up and down. He'd gotten bombed in L.A. and whatnot. But I knew Ian Anderson wasn't going to lose. And then Max Fried just went out there and spun a gem, and the rest.
Yeah, I mean, that was when I came over to the side of Max Fried and was like, man, this guy,
he's just a bulldog.
He's just solid. I mean, when you got to be clutch, Max Fried can be clutch. I don't know. Seems like now that. He's not getting those clutch opportunities because of the fact that the Braves go out there and they score so many runs.
Right.
That he's not being pushed. And when he's not being pushed, then, I don't know, bad things happen.
And to that point of the whole thing, remember, later on this year, Ian Anderson's coming off the IL. They're expecting him to be somewhere around June or July. My guess would be July. And Wasker Enoa is in the bullpen down on the farm, but there's talk about stretching him out. So all of these guys are still in the fold. And so Max Fried, I think, is going to end up being a guy that gets pushed out because it's a numbers game. And there's got to become a time and place where you're like, you know what? We can't spend $31 million on Max Fried because we want to lock these other guys up, and we've got all these arms. And you wish him well. I hope he goes to the American League and has a phenomenal season, phenomenal career.
I really do. I hope he goes to Detroit and man, takes that Detroit system to, you know, the next level for, you know, a couple of years.
I mean, the no-brainer to me, go to the Angels. He's from Southern California. Go to the Angels. Because the Dodgers, I don't believe, are going to be up back in the truck up next year, because they spent so much money on Yamamoto. Ohtani's going to be back in the fold. Dodgers are very deep in pitching. People have talked about Max Fried going to the Dodgers. I just don't think it's likely. I think he's more likely.
No, I mean, maybe Seattle. Seattle will be a good.
It could be
way
Seattle, yeah.
I
think it's likely he's West Coast. And I just hope it's in the American League so we don't see him much. You know. Go make $200 million with the Angels. I know we'll never see you in the playoffs, right? So.
Well, that's a sad statement, man. I like the Angels, too.
I pull for them, and now that Ron Washington's there, I want to see him do well. But right now, they're not a well-run organization.
No, they're not. I mean, if you look at that pitching staff up and down, that pitching staff is just an embarrassment to.
It's bad. Like you wonder. I really do wonder. I get why Ron Washington, he wanted a job, right? He wanted to.
Yeah.
But you really wonder, like, why did he leave Atlanta to go to the Angels at that point? Not that the Angels are some terrible place.
I thought the other day when they were introducing the new third base coach. Who's the new third base coach? I forget. But whenever they were introducing the new third base coach, and they were like, you know, he's replacing Ron Washington, and Ron Washington went to take the head coaching job, I'm like, man, when a third base coach is your first option for, right. I mean, dogging on Ron Washington, but when a third base coach is your first coach, there's a lot of coaches out there.
Yeah, the thing about Ron Washington, he's got so much experience, and he managed Texas to the World Series. He got in trouble with the, you know, with the drug problems, but that was 15 years ago, right? So I just think he wanted another chance, and I don't think because he took that job, it tells me that he wasn't up for a lot of others. So he just kind of looked at it as a chance. And the thing is, I don't know enough about Ron Washington's personal life. Maybe he's got family out there in Southern California. I don't know. But I wish him well, him and EY. I hate that they left, but I'm glad that he went somewhere that I can pull for him and not pull against him.
Yeah, it's always us when they go to the opposite division.
And look, if the worst thing that happens – is that he gets fired and comes back to Atlanta, well, then it'll be fine, right? And he made his bag on the way.
Maybe he gets fired and there's another coaching position out there. I mean, if you can get 63 wins with the Angels this season.
Yeah, I thought it was incredible. Their over-under in Vegas was 72.5, and that was one of our locks that we gave preseason, was take the Angels on the under. 72.5, man, that's a lot of wins to come.
That's a lot
in that
of wins.
Division.
I think if they can get 63 or 64 wins, they should really be pretty happy about that.
I agree because it's not a team. Look, Mike Trout looks miserable, and Anthony Rendon seems like he's being held hostage out there. And like
well,
you said,
and when Sandoval
is your ace,
your ace.
Right.
I mean, that's
a problem. That's a problem.
That's a sad statement to make.
Yeah, that's a problem. I mean, you got to figure. You know, who's it? Evan says, I doubt they win over 50 games. I mean, that would be all time bad. If you only win 50 games,
I mean, I think 50 is kind of low, but I mean, I think that below 60, I think below 60 is.
I got some other calls coming in, but let me get to them. Is
good
talking to you,
man.
Yes, sir. Call back. Braves Country Radio. Who am I talking to?
Kansas.
Hello.
Who
is this?
Speak. Hi, this is Candace.
Oh, Candace, I'm sorry. You know, you were going in and out. What can we do for you, Candace?
I just wanted to know what you thought about the Phillies fans screaming at Spencer Strider, and I want to know why they were yelling Schwarber at him.
So, you got to take the Philly fans with a grain of salt. And they are overly vocal at all times, right? And I thought it was funny. I'm trying to think of who was it that said it. I think it was Charlie Morton was commenting after one of the games that we won. It was either the Friday game or the Saturday game. And it was opening day. He was talking about how they were getting booed by the Philly fans like it was a playoff game. And he said, man, did that turn quickly. By the second inning, they were booing their own players, right?
Right.
And so they just that's become the culture with the Philly fans, is that they take pride in being hated is the best way I can put it. It's not my cup of tea. That's not the kind of fan I am, but it seems like that's the culture there in Philly, to just see how obnoxious you can be.
Okay, I thought that was reserved for New York fans.
No, Philly fans are known to be much worse. We were actually talking about this on a Red Sox podcast a couple of weeks ago, and the Red Sox fan did not know, was not aware of how, you know, over the top Philly fans were. And we went through the whole thing of it. They've been known to boo Santa Claus, throw batteries at players. I mean, they have just all kinds of things. It's really kind of sad. And I'm sure there are Philly fans out there that are embarrassed by it, right? But it's kind of sad that's where it is.
Okay, because I've really never disliked fans more than I do their fans. I mean, I know the Mets really despise John Rocker.
That is a very popular opinion. What's that?
Rocker had that coming, though.
Yeah, they.
I mean, I love John Rocker, but he did have that coming.
Oh yeah. I'm trying to see if is there an update on the, not an update yet on the rain delay. It's got to be moving out fast though, because they said that the rain was moving out about 10 minutes ago. They said 15 minutes, so I got to think we'll be getting back to the action pretty quickly.
I hope.
I've got another call coming in, Candace. You got anything else?
That's it.
All right, great hearing from you. Please call back.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Braves Country Radio, this is Mac McGee. What can we do for you?
Hey, Matt, Carl from Virginia. Got a couple questions for you.
What's up?
On Bryce Elder and the other one on Arcia.
Okay.
Do you think last year, after the first time around, that the league just figured out Elder and he didn't adjust?
So with Bryce Elder, this is just watching these games, doing these games, right? From what I saw of him, I really think he ran out of gas. And I think we're going to see him sooner than later. Bryce Elder, first part of the season.
You don't think he's going to be a 4A? He's going to turn it around?
Yeah, I really expect. I figure by the end of the season, you're going to see some kind of combination of Elder and A.J. Smith-Shawver, assuming health with all the other guys, right?
But some
kind of where you're seeing Elder and you're seeing Shawver, because they really are trying to groom Shawver into that role for next season, but you could see it by the end of this season where Shawver and Elder, if you remember how they've been doing it the last few years, they kind of played the manipulation game with the IL and the
right.
And so I would guess, assuming that Fried, Strider, Morton, and Sale all stay healthy, and that's a big assumption, especially when two of the guys are in, you know, on the back side of it, that you're still going to get about a dozen plus starts with a combination of Shawver and Elder. And Elder, his biggest thing is, I think he might have lost his confidence a little bit, but I think he just ran out of gas. His sinker was high on the back end of the season, and they were smacking it. And with him being a sinker ball pitcher that doesn't have high velocity, he still throws in the mid-90s. Low to mid-90s. But his sinker has got to be right there and biting underneath the hand to where it appears like a fastball and then dives at you at the last second, right? On a right-handed bat, you're dragging it to third base. On a left-handed bat, you're rolling over it, right?
Right.
So it's not over for him, but could he be a guy that they package in a deal to trade down the road? It's a possibility because Bryce Elder is a number three on most teams right now.
Right. On an earlier call, you had somebody talking about locking up players. I know Arcia had a great year last year, and he's doing real well this year. Do you think they go with him for three or four more years, or who's down on the farm to fill in at shortstop?
So if you look at Orlando Arcia's deal, and remember last year right before the season started, I want to say it was either opening day or the day before opening day, they broke the news that they had locked him up for the next few years.
Right.
And right now, looking at his numbers, I want to remember that. Yeah, okay. So right now, we've got a club option that takes us all the way through the end of the 2026 season.
Okay.
So for the next 2 years, he's under contract. Then there's a club option for just $2 million, which I'm a little surprised he signed that. But whatever. So they're paying him from this year, next year, and in 2026, a total of $6 million. Well, I don't know why you don't just stay with him. And if they can lock him up, I think they would try to do that. I do know that they're developing some guys, but when you get guys like Grissom who've just been traded out and Shoemake, there could be an option for them to extend him again. If he thinks he's going to get high end, he's not, because he's never going to be, like, in other words, he's not Francisco Lindor, right?
Right.
But I'll tell you what, okay. For $2 million, he's the best shortstop in baseball.
Absolutely. Well, Mac, thank you. My wife and I enjoy your show. Keep it up, buddy.
Thank you so much.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye. If anyone else wants to call in, the number is 678-960-9700. Remember to keep it family-friendly. We are on live radio. Going back to, I kind of lost my spot. I'm trying to remember where we were at. Oh, the Phillies series. We've got, so to me, the good was Chris Sale. The good was Jared Kelenic. By midway through the spring, I think we were all like, oh my God. And then they signed Duvall, and you would at least at first think, okay, did this happen because he got a fire lit under because of Duvall? But I heard some talk about it, and evidently him and Seitzer, the hitting coach, him and Kevin Seitzer have been working on a lot of things. And one of the things, and you'll notice it now, that they've been working on with him since about 2 or 3 weeks ago, Kelenic, if you go back and look at his video before they did the adjustment, he had this high leg kick. And they said that he went to Seitzer. He did it. They didn't go to him, which is, according to Seitzer, he thinks that's always key, is when the player wants to make the move, make the change, and he's not suggesting it. That he went to Seitzer and said, I think I want to get rid of this leg kick because I'm trying to time it. I think I'm just going to try to make base hits. And Seitzer told him that he thought that was the best thing he could do because he's got power. He doesn't need that extra oomph of power. If he really gets into one, that ball's leaving the building. And so what he did is he simplified his mechanism to where he didn't have the high leg kick and then dropping it down and then swinging through. Instead, he's just kind of sliding it. And we'll see if it holds up. But he has looked phenomenal. And Adam Duvall has looked phenomenal, has he not? We hadn't seen Adam Duvall in a couple of years on a regular basis. I don't expect him to come in and look old. Man, Adam Duvall looks incredible. And the defense that is out there in left field now is a far cry from what we've had the last few years. I don't want to put Eddie Rosario down because we all love Eddie. You know, NLCS 2021 MVP, we're never going to forget that. That home run he hit against the Dodgers, forget about it. But Duvall and Kelenic defensively, it's another level. And that catch that Kelenic made against the Phillies was absolutely one of the best I've seen in such a long, long time. It does look like, let me get the double check and see what time we got here. I see something coming back on the Chicago end. And have they made an announcement? Let me see here. White Sox are kind of slow to the White Sox. They have not said anything on their Twitter feed. But let me see if the Braves have released anything, because that's looking for it. They haven't announced anything, but the umpires are back on the field. The tarp is off. That's got to mean that we're getting ready for something here. Either they're going to call it a day or they're going to... It does look like that we're about to get back to work here in the near future. The fans are still in the stands. So I've got to figure... I just don't understand why the Chicago White Sox haven't released anything. Keep refreshing and hopefully something pops up here in the very near future. But that was the good. The bad, when I look at this, oh, by the way, the good too, Michael Harris and Jesse Chavez, along with Matzik. I was impressed by Matzik. We talked about the bad. Brian Snicker sticking with Bummer. It's not the end of the world, but you would like to see. I'll tell you something else I would like to see. When Fried had that last pitch, it was not called a strike, that everybody knows it was a strike. That's when I want to see Brian Snicker go Bobby Cox. I don't want overkill. I don't want you to always go out there and blow your top. But that situation, they should have went bonkers. It does look like the game is coming back. They haven't made an official announcement on Twitter yet, but I see Austin Riley getting into the box. So let's go ahead and set this up. We'll step away real quick. Looks like we're getting close for first pitch. And I'm going to reset. We'll be back in a flash.
This is the greatest baseball team name that has ever existed. They are the Florence Yalls. They are based in Florence, Kentucky. And you might be asking yourself, how do they get this name? The baseball team is named after the water tower in town, which says Florence Yall on it, which was previously Florence Mall, but the state of Kentucky told the city to change it because the mall hadn't been built yet. And this is the best part. The mascot is the town's water tower. I am buying stock on the Florence Yalls. I am all in.
Armchair.
Welcome back. Appreciate everybody that called and stuck around and put comments in. Looks like we are back to work. Leon is the batter, just to refresh your memory. Runners on the corners, two outs. Austin Riley takes the first pitch for ball. It is 1-0. The 1-0 pitch kicks and fires. Comes set. Swing, and that ball's lifted high and deep into right center field. Going back on the track. Zip, boom, bam, it's gone. Rabble-lamma, ding-dong, a three-run shot. And just like that, a mighty smack over the track, and the rake goes yard. .387 happy feet, 103 miles an hour off the bat of Mr. Austin Riley in your Atlanta Braves. 9-0 lead.